It does look like David Tell. It also looks a little bit like Ahmadinejad a little bit.
Yeah. What's he up to?
I think he's on Twitter, but I'm not sure it's really him.
Yeah.
And then people are like, this is an epic tweet from Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, he was so cool.
It was funny when he like kind of did middle finger to Israel like that.
Every day.
Yeah.
Just constantly. His response to that Danish, like the international response to the Danish bombing of the cartoonist.
Uh-huh. What did he say?
He was like, he was like, you're absolutely right. Muslims are out of control and it's unreasonable to be this angry about a cartoon. Anyways, we're going to have the national cartoon in Iran to come up with the funniest cartoon for your precious Holocaust. They had like a contest for kids to see who could make fun of the Holocaust the best.
That rocks.
Yeah.
Honestly, that does rock.
Yeah, he rules. He fucking absolutely rules. In another life, he would be on Sirius. He would be on Opie Radio on Sirius.
Oh, yeah. He's just saying it like it is, dude.
Does Opie Radio still exist?
I don't know. Does it?
I don't know. It's funny how the landscape has changed so much in my relatively brief time in New York.
Of, like, media in general or comedy?
Comedy. I mean, the fact that, like, you think about Opie and Anthony.
Right.
And what it would mean for a young comic to go on the Opie and Anthony show.
Oh, yeah.
To walk into that studio and know that you're, like... These are killers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to fucking sit there and like be on record with Patrice,
mm-hmm.
and have to hold your own. And now,
impossible also.
And now it's like Anthony Cumia is doing a show with like, you know, a guy that hands out race realism flyers outside of fucking McDonald's.
Yeah, like a porn star who uses the N-word.
Yeah, exactly.
And doesn't apologize for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I take enough of that dick, I could say the word.
I can say the word.
It is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess they all hate Opie, like all their fans. But maybe they like him now?
I think he has a decent amount of his own fans.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Here's what he certainly has is like just boatloads of money.
Both of those guys.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Jim, too.
I know.
Yeah.
You guys went over to his crib.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's crazy.
It's like excessive. It didn't like, it's like, you know.
Just one guy living there, too.
I know. It's
one
like
little guy, too.
Yeah, he doesn't need all of that space.
Uh-huh. In Manhattan?
It's nice, but it's like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's selfish.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally a penthouse.
From Jim and Sam show?
Just fucking like so long on the radio. I mean, it's like, I don't know what those guys got paid, but it's got to be at least like $1 million a year. You know?
That rocks.
Probably like
And then he does stand up.
Probably like $3 million a year or something like that.
Holy shit.
Dude, there used to be so much money in radio.
I know.
Like every like local market fucking shitty, like, it's the dick and fuck show. You know, like, like all those guys that would basically do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so funny when people are like, oh, you get like annoyed with how much money we make in comedy. And it's like, yeah, the radio guys who you despised never did stand up.
Right.
Got paid like so much more.
Shit ton.
For doing, you get like $500,000 to just be like, you're not going to believe this. Mother in Arkansas found her baby with his penis in a vacuum cleaner. Wonder that, I guess what, John? That really sucks. That sucks. It sucks.
Oh, the vacuum sucks.
It sucks that
happened. My God. Because it's a vacuum cleaner.
And I wonder if it's one of those ones that also blows. like that president we got, Obama.
That's pretty good.
He both sucks and
honestly
blows.
Put us on the radio.
Yeah.
Fuck this, dude.
I actually did. There's a radio show in like Louisiana or something. Mm-hmm. Like something. I think it's like. It's on a shit ton of southern markets. It might be out of Houston. It's like the Walton and Johnson show or something like that. And it's just like, I was driving through the South one time and I was like, this is insane. Like, it's just, I mean, they were doing care. I wish I could remember because at the time I was listening to it, I'm like, this is just like off the deep end, like, you know, fucking like right wing boomer Facebook level.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they actually like had me call in because they thought one of those articles I did was real.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Wait, you got a girl to call in?
No, I called
as Nicole.
I had a girl talk to a British journalist that wanted to, some British reporter that wanted to do a story about the breastfeeding thing. But that Walton show, they were like, you know, I was like, yeah, this is Nicole or whatever. And the producer's like, all right, so, you know, no matter what, just like stick with the story, you know, when we're on the air. And it's like, so, you know, it's fake and you want me to help your shitty radio show.
Right, right.
You know.
Are those articles still getting people?
I don't know. But they had me on to talk about breastfeeding my 12-year-old and immediately brought up Sharia law. So, like, it was like that. That gives you an idea of what that show is.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess it was on Alex Jones recently.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what Alex Jones can't do.
What's that?
Wear underwear.